Let's go into Deuteronomy 28. And we know this in the 28th chapter, it shall come to pass if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee upon high upon all nations of the earth, and all these blessings will come on you and overtake you. All right, Galatians chapter 3. Look at that second verse. This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, look at verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God or had faith in God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham, and the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. The scripture preached to Abraham. Well, the scripture's preaching to us this morning. Foreseeing God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, this is the gospel, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faith with Abraham, for as many as under the works of the law are under the curse. Now there's where he brings up the curse. Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law, the book of the curse of the law, in Deuteronomy. No man justified by the law in the sight of God, it's evident, for the just shall live by faith. The law is not of faith. Verse 13. Christ, the anointed one in his anointing, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. Now the cross reference there is Deuteronomy 21:23. And that finally came to pass, all that. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Glory to God. And you ask, you ask almost all Christians. I'm not talking, lovely people, healing, believing people, just, you know, tongue talking, smiling people all the time. And just, you get strange answers. Just like you get strange answers when people get on an elevator and you say, come on, go to church with me. Some of them say, yeah, okay. And others say, huh? And you just walk up to some great believer and say, what are we redeemed from? Sin? My uncle? I mean, now that's one of those questions at KCBC. I've preached, commencement there, and the core values. And I said, all right, class, what are we redeemed from? The curse of the law! You need to know that. That means you're redeemed from sickness, disease, and poverty. You're redeemed from weakness. Say it. I'm redeemed. Let me give you a way to do it, and you can do it right now. How many of you came specifically to receive your healing today? Wonderful. All right. I'll demonstrate it like this. And this asthma just popped into my thinking at that moment. And when I was a young boy, I had asthma. And slept sitting up in the bed, wheezing all the time. So here's what you do. You would say, asthma is under the curse of the law. Since I am redeemed from the curse of the law, I no longer have asthma. I have healing. I'm redeemed from the curse of asthma. I'm redeemed from the curse of arthritis. Therefore, I no longer have it. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, don't start feeling your bones. The Word says you're redeemed from it. Amen. And the joy of the Lord. A merry heart does good like a medicine. And talking to Dr. Avery Jackson, neurosurgeon, knew he was going to be a brain surgeon from the time he was 5 years old. Raised in Keith Butler's church and learned the word of faith. And he is now on our board of directors. And he's talking about the fact that they have proven that. They will have laughing lessons. Very sick people. And they'll say, now come on. It may seem silly to you, but just do this, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You know, you can hardly do that without laughing. Oh, well, anyway. Ha, 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 ha. A merry heart does good like medicine. And he said people would begin to laugh and the pain would ease off and stop. And in many cases, they received their healing and just laughed their way out of it. Now, don't lose sight of that. This is now, I'm not against medicine. There's some medicine that the after effects are, you know, isn't it something when they put on something on television, these people are all smiling and they tell you what all it'll do to you? And they just keep on smiling. Ask your doctor for this because, you know, it'll kill you in about a month. But isn't this wonderful? You know, and for a whole month you won't sneeze. Oh, isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? Well, for one thing, you know, you can be happy about it. Maybe that'll get a cold. But the joy of the Lord is your strength. And don't just take that out of context. Go back and look it up and read it because they were grieving. They were grieving. And it's the discourse there. It is wonderful. And you come down to the fact that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Love. Joy. If you didn't go any further than that. Long suffering. And in the Classic Amplified, it's patience. Oh, do I have to be patient with it? No, that's not the word patience. You look it up, it's endurance. God endures us. But he loves us. So he's long-suffering, he's very patient. But he never changes. And it will eventually change us. The fruit of the Spirit. Just look it up in Galatians 5. Amen. It's born into your spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, and temperance. Or self-control. Against such there is no law. You walk in those things and the devil just can't get his hands on you. He doesn't have anything that'll work against it. He has no defense for that. Amen. So you start there, and then he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. The Spirit of God wrote all of that through the same man. You know why? He had to learn it. He was an impatient man, and he was fighting against this cult, but he said he did it ignorantly. He was Saul of Tarsus, and he became Paul the Apostle. Paul the Sent One. Glory to God. Now there's healing right now. Oh, glory to God. Just receive it. There's healing. I brought up asthma. Anybody in here that's suffered with asthma? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're healed in the name of Jesus. You're healed right now. Come up here. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to, at the command of the Lord, I'm going to lay my hands on her. And Brenda, will you come help me, please? Now, we'll just. As I release my faith. In the invalid room, the first time I was in there, I walked in there and, I never saw so many invalid people. I've never seen anything like that. But he said, you're going to do the praying, you're going to do the laying on of hands. Well, it frightened me. And I could feel all the color going out of my face. He said, don't touch him until you're ready to release your faith. So when I touch her, I'm going to release my faith. Amen. Now, I want you to put your hand right there. Thank you, Jesus. Smile. No, you're not sorry. Who said you were sorry?
I'm nervous.
Huh? Well, nervous is different than being sorry. You're not a sorry person. The Lord got on me for saying that. I used to say, you know, sorry. You see, you don't pass the sorrow around? Well, you read what the apostle said, sorrow not. We're not a people without hope. But you look that word up in the Greek, he said, grieve not. But anyway, yeah. Spirit of asthma. Spirit of Jesus. What's your name?
Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Bonita. The Spirit of Jesus now makes you whole. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Now take a deep breath. One more time. Now anybody that had your lungs injured by COVID, just take a deep breath. In Jesus' name. Andrea, when you go to bed at night, don't get to thinking I'm going to wheeze during the night. No. When you lie down there and say, my lungs are full of Jesus. He's the breath in my lungs.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Anyone suffering with arthritis? Well, I had a person come up and said, would you pray for my arthritis? I said, no. You won't? I said, no, I won't. Brother Copeland, why not? I said, let me ask you something. Does the scripture say that Jesus bore our sicknesses and carried our pain? Yes. Well, you said that's your arthritis. I'm not going to pray for any of the itis. Bursitis, arthritis. No. But I will pray for you. And I will rebuke that disease. Say, you're picky. Yes, I am. And the older I get, the pickier I get. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Is any of it in your... Were you one with the...
No, sir.
Well, who was? In your joints? Running here like that? Now open your eyes. Say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, my hope of glory. Heals me now of arthritis, pain of any kind, because I am redeemed from the curse of pain. Now rejoice and give him thanksgiving. Glory to God. Now, 2004, Sunday morning, after Southwest, I was so tired. And my shower, if you walk in here, the shower head is here. There's a little bench over here. And so I walked in there. Oh, that had been a spiritual fight. That a lot of stuff happened. Anyway. And I took my washcloth and threw it at that bench. And I missed. And it went in the corner. I was just standing here. And I thought, oh, God. Oh. If I had done this. No, I didn't do that. I did that. The most horrible pain I had ever felt in my life. I fell in the floor. I screamed, Gloria. She came in there. I couldn't get out of the floor. I crawled out of that shower. And I began to speak the name. I crawled out. Dr. Weeder and his wife came over, both of them chiropractors, and they went to work on me. I was hurting. Oh, dear God. Oh, dear God, I was hurting. I was hurting so bad. While I was laying there in the floor, I made the decision I will never have surgery on my back. Yeah. But I will be pain-free. Yeah. It started right there. I will be pain-free. And went to work. Corresponding action. So I was supposed to go to Australia and then to Korea. Preached for a chaplain that had been assigned there. That was a good friend of mine. He wanted me to come speak to the troops there at the 38th parallel. Well, I called Dr. Colbert, and I told him what happened. He said, "Well, you need to come see me." And I said, well, now listen, I need to go there. And I don't want to do that first. He said, okay, if you want to wind up in a wheelchair, that'll be fine. I said, no, I believe I'll cancel that. That is the only meeting in the history of this ministry that was canceled for sickness, disease, or pain for any other reason. That's the only one. I had the flu so bad in Oklahoma City one time, I woke up with it and could hardly get out of bed. Went to bed fine, woke up with it the next morning. And I had a morning service. And I said, I woke up and I just went after the devil. But I said, Gloria, you're going to have to help me get dressed. And I said, I'm not going to trust you with a razor. And we were staying with a woman named Lavinia James, and she'd been healed of cancer and Brother Robert's meetings. And she was a widow woman. And so we were staying with her there in Oklahoma City. And I said, Lavinia, do you happen to have an electric shaver? Yes, I do. I said, well, Gloria, you use that. And I set a new trend. I shave every day. But anyway, and she, Gloria shaved me with that electric shaver. They put me in the car and drove me to church. And I was feeling better. And so I got in the church and got up, stood at the pulpit, and the room started moving around. So I said, I will be back in just a moment. And the choir loft was right behind the platform in that church. I went back there, and like Jesse sings, me and the devil had a tussle and I won. I deny that thing's right to stay in my body. Came back out there, caught a hold of that pulpit, and it kind of waved around a little bit. So I just preached healing like I'm preaching it now for nearly 2 hours. Wow. And by the time I got out of there, I was perfectly symptom free and went right on with the meeting. Make the decision now. And I stand before you pain free. If someone gives you a diagnosis that you're going to die, you make the decision at the diagnosis, not down the road. The thing will get so far ahead of you that you... Praise God. Make the decision right now. I'm healed.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. July 31 through August 5, don't miss our annual meeting at the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Go to kcm.org/events for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Build your foundation in the Word with the Online Learning Center of video courses, Believer's Academy, Bible School from right where you are. gain access to Kenneth Copeland's partner letter, each letter written to meet the everyday needs of our partners. Download free books from the bonus library with over 50 titles by the Copelands available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordhike. Every Friday is Offering Day on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Our foundation scripture for the broadcast is Galatians chapter 6, verse 6 through 8, which says, "Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." I want to give you an opportunity to sow into the word that you've heard this week. You can help us send the uncompromised word of faith from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around the middle on every available voice. Thank you, partners, for faithfully sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you and pray for you every day. You are making a difference in the lives of people around the world because you helped send the word of God, and as a result, faith came. We believe for a great harvest from the seeds that you have sown. Let me pray over your offering. Heavenly Father, we release a heavenly flow of blessing on everybody who is participating in the offering today. I thank you, Lord, that they are giving, and it is given unto them, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The blessing of God is coming upon them. Thank you for their faithfulness to give, and thank you, Lord God, for their love for the ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries is to minister the word of faith by teaching believers who they are in Christ Jesus and taking them from the milk of the word to the meat, from religion to reality. And we want to see you experience the fullness of the blessing, including healing and prosperity in all areas of your life. Partnering with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, it's doing God's work together. You're part of building the body of Christ by maturing believers around the world to know how to use their faith. You're helping to feed, equip, and give to people of all ages and nationalities. You share in the heavenly reward for every soul that's won, every person that's healed, and every life that has changed. If partnering with KCM is something on your heart, please let us know. You can become a partner today and connect with us at kcm.org/partner. Thanks for joining us this week. This is Spencer Nordhike reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.